Yeah, he's having a very good season for us. He's had his moments where he has been dominant at times, and we'd like to see more of that here down the stretch.
With Brian, is he receiving more attention this year than he has in the past, or is it pretty normal?
I think in some games we've had teams that seem like they wanted to game plan to get a tight end over there to block him or bring a back over to block him as well before they get out in the route. So he's probably received more chip blocks this year than he has in the past.
Now, the Chicago Bears have myriad injuries, as we will talk about during the course of the show, but the most significant ones outside of Jay Cutler are on the defensive side. Their offensive line, Jermon Bushrod, down to a couple of rookies. How's it doing?
You know, that offensive line is much, much improved. They're playing like a cohesive unit. They've been healthy for the most part throughout the year, so they've gotten better as the season's going on.
We'll chat about Adrian Peterson and a potential milestone coming up momentarily. But first, our question for the coach. Vikings.com, Media Vault, submit a question. Have Leslie answer it on next week's show. This is from @VikesFan98. Leslie, since the team is 2-8-1, are you looking to give younger players more playing time, let's say down the stretch?
Well, you know, in every game that we have remaining, we're trying to win every game. You'd like to be able to see young players, but they have to be worthy of that view. The goal is to win games, and that's how we approach it. And if there's a guy that you want to take a look at and he's proven that he's worthy of that, then you try to get him in the game.
Adrian Peterson had 224 rushing yards against these Bears in 2007, en route to more than 300 total yards. He goes against a Bears defense today that's battered. Adrian is 154 yards shy of the 10,000-yard mark. I'm not going to ask you to predict whether he gets it today, but nevertheless, through that groin injury, he's doing the best he can.
Yeah, he is. He's been battling injuries for most of this part of the season. You know, he had a hamstring earlier, then he had a groin. That's really currently holding him back a little bit. But to his greatness, he's played through it and still had a lot of success.
Let's take a look at some Vikings film with the head coach, Leslie Frazier from Lambeau Field.
Paul, let's take a look at some of the key plays from our ball game against Green Bay this past week. Here we are on the opening play of the game. Green Bay decides to try to take a shot to start the game. We're bringing pressure. Audie Cole gets his first start as a Viking, comes up with a big-time sack. Good job of closing. You know, you see guys sometimes being in position but not being able to make the play. Audie does a terrific job here.
Audie Cole coming up on the show shortly.
And take a look at the move we get inside from LaTroy Guyon. Nice move by him. Then Audie does a good job of just coming over the top, avoiding the block. I mean, they've got a guard in the center that are trying to get in. The center pushes out, does a good job of coming back, finishing the play. Great way to start the game for him especially and for our team as well. We got a chance to see a little bit more of Toby Gerhardt. He's been an outstanding back for us in a backup role. Adrian got a little fatigued. We had a chance to get Toby on the field. And once again, like he's done a number of times, he takes advantage of it. He makes the most of every opportunity. We're running one of his signature plays from college, the power play, where we end up getting a double on the guard. We get a good base block by one of our tight ends. Terrific job by Jerome. Red Ellison does a great job.
Charlie Johnson pulls on A.J. Hawk.
Charlie coming back around the pull. And then Toby kind of does the rest. That's one of his fortes, being able to break tackles, a little stiff arm. Good job by Toby.